Vanessa Lee is the founder of The Things We Do, a top injector, and a trusted authority in the world of beauty and skincare. Now, she's hosting a podcast. Join her as she covers all the things we do for beauty, best kept secrets, and weird shit included.
Welcome back, guys. It's season two.
Yay, season two.
I just watched Oprah's I came back from her tour, so I'm all Oprah'd right now.
I love
now.
That. I super Season love that.
Season two! Okay, and today's first episode is going to be... what is it then? It's considered S2, Ep 1.
Yes.
Right? Or issue? No, we're not a magazine.
No, episode one is correct.
Episode one, why I got plastic surgery. Just stop. It stops here. Okay, why I got plastic surgery. So recently... If you guys have been cute, there's so much saliva in my mouth today because I'm so excited that I'm having trouble talking and swallowing and figuring out my basic, you know, just bodily functions right now. But I'm so excited, you guys. If you guys have been following my social meds journey on Instagram, you guys know that I have recently had this past December a little bit of plastic surgery, which I think is very interesting myself because I always said that I would never get surgery. And you just never say never because here we are.
And you look fantastic, if I must say.
Thank you. I forgot to introduce you because we're in the swing of things.
No, it's
now
it's
again.
Good.
This is Katrina Haniro, show producer of the Things We Do podcast.
Hey.
We're here in the studio again, aka my extra room downstairs. Just kidding. We're in a very glamorous Los Angeles studio.
Yeah.
And all four walls are fur.
Yeah. And so, they're those eggshell things that like make the sound stay inside and shit.
It's really professional.
Yeah.
So back to surgery. So as you guys know, or maybe you don't know what I look like, but I am a naturally rounder face gal and I'm Filipino. And that tends to be our MO.
Yeah, that's totally a thing.
Katrina and I are both Filipino.
Yeah.
We are rounder face gals naturally. Even when we're lower body fat percentage, the round face, it's just our genetics. That's what it is. And I love a round face. I love a round face. But what I don't love on my own face is when somewhere around your 30s, the round cheeks betray you and start to become jowls. That's not okay for me. So I started using Kybella, which is deoxycholic acid, and it's a type of enzyme that dissolves small fat pockets. So I started using that in my jowls sometime around my late 20s, and I had about 3 treatments, and I really liked what it did for my submental fat and my jowl area, and I did get more definition of my jawline. And then when I was introduced to threads, where I could lift the tissue in my face and tighten certain areas around my jawline without adding filler and making my face, you know, I always bring up that the French say, why add when you can, I'm not going to do that. Why add when you can take away? So I didn't want to keep adding to my face and lifting the cheeks to secondarily, you know, get to the lower face area. I really loved what threads did for me, and I did a couple rounds of threads, and I was like, you know what? I like what I'm seeing here. And my face shape started changing in the lower portion of my face. I didn't want to change my features. Like, I'm happy with my features, just the shaping of my face. I just wanted to get a little bit more of myself back. So a good friend of mine, her name is Dr. Sharmila Sunder, and she spoke at my last Beauty Theory, which is my training course for injectors. So it was myself, Dr. Steve Yolen, and Dr. Sharmila Sunder presenting. And she put together this wonderful presentation on, you know, when to not touch a nose non-surgically with filler, when to send to a plastic surgeon, what is safer, you know, what you can do in your office, things just to look out for. And then also what I thought was really wonderful was her entire talk on eyelid filler and brow filler. I don't do those procedures and I always refer out to her. I just think that you're, you know, every injector is like, you shouldn't be, you know, the jack of all trades and master of none. I do a couple of things really, really well. And then things outside of my specialties, I usually send out. So I had a conversation with her and she's a double board certified plastic surgeon, face and neck specialty. And she practices in Beverly Hills, the BH. I don't know what's wrong with me, guys. The BH and the buh. I want to keep on going. I'm stopping myself. And she works at Cassilis Surgery, which is the premier all women's group of surgeons. And that's they so are cool. Hot stuff. Yes. And they're all amazing. They're brilliant, all of them. So I was speaking to her and I was like, hey, you know, I really want to get this area tightened up. If I could just push my neck back somehow and I can just like tighten my, you know, back jaw a little bit. And I just want to get a little bit of lipo. Is that cool? She was like, no, it's not really going to work that way. You know, like, let's do a full assessment. Let's see what you need. Let's see what's possible. Let's see what's safe for you. And she ended up taking these like 3D, 4D photos and showed me a simulation of what it would look like after the surgery during my consultation.
Yeah.
And she was like, so I could get you like a 15 to 20% improvement if we did platysmoplasty, liposuction, and also face tight, like radio frequency skin tightening. And she was like, you know, you just have to decide whether that's, if that's worth it for you. And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm in my mid-30s now at this point. I'll take anything I can get. If it was like 10%, I would have been like, let's do it. Sign me up. So we ended up doing the procedure and I totally trusted her. And I was like, you know what? You just have your way with me. I would like to get away with the least amount of whatever you have to do possible. But I also, if I'm doing this, I better see results afterwards. So just like do what you need to do. And it was awesome. So I think I should probably talk about why I decided to like pull the trigger. Did I ever tell you why I decided like, okay, I'm doing it now?
No, I mean, we kind of touched on it. You told me that you were going to go get it. And then I asked you like if you super needed it. But then you were like, well, no, it's like 30%. And then I was really surprised that you decided to go anyway.
Okay, so that's a false story, first of all.
No, you definitely said 30%.
No, but I said 60%.
Okay, sorry.
Why would I?
60% is still not that much.
Okay, so what happened was Katrina and I were talking at home, and she was like, how badly do you want to get this done? And I was like 60% out of 100. And she was like, that's not even, like, that's a D.
Yeah, that's like barely a majority.
I was like, yeah, I'm still going to go and do this because my whole thing is preventative treatments. And I again, with the saliva, I keep swallowing it. My whole thing is preventative treatments. And I would rather have this done now versus when it was like, when it would be a, you know, more prevalent problem in my like 40s and 50s. I would rather just get it done now. But I saw myself on the show The Doctors and hashtag humble brag. I saw so myself cool. when I was on national television. Wow. On a syndicate. Okay. Nobody saw the episode. So, and I was talking on Threads and the view was a 3/4 view and it was of me speaking and explaining the thread procedure. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, who the hell is that? What in Jowl Nation? I just couldn't even take it. I told my husband, I was like, can you even believe how full my face is? And he was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. You look beautiful.
Yeah,
and
I don't know what you were talking about either, but it's fine.
It's just one of those things where you see it in yourself and it constantly bothers you and nobody else sees it. And, you know, everyone is like, you're crazy. Like, don't get it done. And then you get it done and everyone's like, oh, my God, why do you look so good? You look amazing. And it's like, see, bitches, I told y'all. So that's why I saw myself on TV. I also think, so I've been speaking to a few different injectors and people have reached out and were like, oh, you know, it's so wonderful that you're sharing your journey on Instagram. This is really great. I've been thinking about this myself. And a lot of people have been really supportive for the most part, saying, even expressing to me, you know, this, I've been looking into this and now this is the information that I needed to move forward. Thank you. And some people have been like, you know, you're so beautiful. You didn't even need this. You know, I think that you were beautiful before. And I'm in my inbox, I'm like reading these things and I'm like, bitches, first of all, nobody asked your opinion. And second of all, how rude, like you would never. But I just think it's interesting. For the most part, everyone's been very supportive. I've had like a few negative Nancys, but other than that, it's been really cool.
It's like really weird that people are negative, like, because you already did it, so what's the point, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like they feel like their opinion really counts in my world, maybe, or something, or I don't know, maybe. I feel like that demographic doesn't have enough social tact to really,
right,
like, oh, maybe you shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I degaff. Truly degaff. Even when I read those things, I'm like, oh my God, just rolling my eyes. I'm like, okay, whatever. It really doesn't affect me.
Right.
I do want to make it a point, though, that it was, you know, full surgery. It was surgery. So platysmoplasty is typically where a surgeon will take your muscle bands in the neck that tend to separate and come forward over time. And it can also just be genetic. It was genetic for me, but I did notice it getting worse over time. And will take those two bands and sew them together almost like a corset within the neck. So that's what a platysmoplasty was for me, but some people also have extra skin removed and tightened, and I didn't have that procedure, but if you do need that, awesome. One of my girlfriends is actually getting that procedure done with the same surgeon after I had it done.
Oh my God.
And she is getting some skin snipped off, and it's going to be amazing, and I can't wait to see. But yeah, so platysmoplasty, then the liposuction, and that was entered behind my ears. So I have like one little stitch behind each ear. Ooh. And then I have like maybe like an inch, I think, under my chin, a little scar you can barely even see. And I was placed under twilight anesthesia, so I wasn't fully out, but I was like sleepy and kind of cloudy in the head. What was really funny was Dr. Sunder was like, you know, I had to ask the anesthesiologist to put you under a little bit more because you kept talking and you would not stop telling me what to do, and oh, I had to have you still. And I was like, I don't remember any of this. And she was like, well, that's because propofol is a hell of a drug. But she was like, you were saying the craziest things. You were like, when can I, she was like, I'm so happy for you and Kenny that you have such an active sex life, you told me all about it. And I was like, oh my God, what did I say? And she was like, I have no recollection, but she kept saying that, she said that I kept saying, when can I give blowjobs again? When can I give head again? Which is so astounding to me, because that's not even something I'm passionate about. Like, I know that's really some people's kink, but it's not mine. But I was like, tell Kenny I love him, and when can I give him a head again?
Oh, my God.
And she is a friend of mine, but we weren't that close. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. And she's like, yeah, and you kept bossing me around and telling me what to do. So I had to, like, put you under a little bit more and put you to sleep. So I was, like, fine with that. All I remember is I remember just kind of being moved into the room for the surgery. And then my next memory after that was me going, I'm fine. Are you guys finishing up? I love you so much. And I was just like spreading love in the room.
Wow.
But yeah, and then the recovery is, so for me, I didn't feel like I had to take the opioid medication or the heavier meds for pain. I took extra strength Tylenol for about 2 days. And then after that, there was just a little bit of soreness. And for 7 days, I had to keep my head completely wrapped in this bandage that keeps you compressed. So it minimizes your swelling and makes sure that you heal correctly. And on day five, I went back to work. So that's my head wild. Was fully wrapped, but I was still seeing patients.
What?
Because because LA goes into a full conniption. Yeah. Is that a thing? When I'm like, you know, not injecting. So yeah. I would walk in and my face was swollen and it was fully bandaged, and they would be like, oh my God, what are you doing? Are you okay? And I'd be like, let's get it straight. I believe you were the patient that was like upset that I had to put your treatment off 3 more days. Just kidding. I'm not calling you out. You all were so nice. But, but I was like, you know what? My hands are working. I might as well, you know, like I was just like, so I won't be able to talk to you too much. Cause like you couldn't open your mouth really too much. I can't talk to you, but my hands are working. And it was also pretty bomb that I had to, like, have an entire, like, liquid diet for a couple of days because you can't open your mouth too much. Mm-hmm. And then I was, like, a few pounds less afterwards. And I was like, wow, oh my gosh, great. So overall, I would say it was a 10 out of 10 experience. I really trusted who I was with. I actually didn't even see. I always tell people, like, before you get any kind of surgery or injectable, make sure that you have at least like 2 consults so that you really, you know, are set on who you're with and you completely align yourselves with them. I was so sure that I wanted her to do the surgery. I went in for my consult and I was like, cool, let's do it. Let's book it. And I was like, can we do it in 3 weeks? Yeah. And that was December 10th. And now, you know, we're closer to end of February, March. And I'm like, I'm obsessed with the results. So I'm supposed to see the full results at around like 6 months. And sometimes I'll look in the mirror and I think, I see no difference. This is crazy. And then I see a photo of myself from like 3 months ago and I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
So, you know, that was a strong F word. Sorry, guys. I really meant it. I'm very happy with my results.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm very happy. And now I'm like, well, great. What else can I do? But actually, I've like really assessed myself and I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay.
Surge. Mage Surge.
Yeah.
If you guys have any questions that you want to ask Sharmila, Dr. Sharmila Sunder, let us know and email it to podcast@thethingswedo.co. We are going to have her on for an episode. And if you have any questions about the treatment that I had done, or if you have questions about any other kind of facial and neck surgery, send them over to us and she can go ahead and answer those. What'd you think? I just inserted that. That's appropriate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Self-care club. It's self-care club time. Self-care club time. Katrines, what have you been doing to take care of yourself lately?
You know, this month is, or actually, we're in March of 2020, and
it's retrograde.
I feel like we've already had the whole year. You know what I mean? It's one of those.
Yeah, like we should be going to Thanksgiving next week.
Right. It feels just long, you know? So I feel like I've had to pack a lot of stuff into these past 3 months. So I've been really taking a lot of time to slow down, and I've been doing yoga pretty regularly, which is really nice.
Ooh.
And I really recommend if you guys are open to it, going to yoga with like a regular teacher, because if you go to yoga with a regular teacher, then they like know what you need to adjust, and then you're more comfortable with them, and then you're just like more likely to get more stuff out of your yoga classes. So
watch, all these yoga people are like, yeah, we know.
I know. I've literally never done that before. So then
I'm here like, I've gone to like maybe 2 yoga classes, like because I was forced to at a retreat once. And I'm like, oh, that's a good pointer. That's great. I have recently been letting people do things for me.
Ooh, that's nice.
As my self-care. Yeah, so usually, you know how when someone's like, you know, Katrina and I recently had a loss in our family. We had a few losses in our family earlier this year, and it's been really tough for us. And I feel like a lot of people recently have been like, you know what, I'd like to do this for you. And usually I would be like, no, don't worry. Or like, oh, no, I'm in your way. Or don't ever think about me. I'm trash. You know what I mean? Like, just I don't really think those things, but I just don't want people to go out of their way because I feel like everyone's so busy. Don't worry about me. And the past couple of weeks when people have extended out their hand to me to help, I've taken it and I haven't thought twice about it. And it's been really, really lovely because I think if they ever were going through something, I would love to be able to help them or offer some kind of, I don't know, anything, any kind of help. And if they accepted it, I would just feel so honored as like right. a friend, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what friends are for. Ooh. I said I wouldn't sing anymore. Okay, well, get ready for episode 2, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Welcome back. Season 2, Ep 2, coming Woo-hoo. Up.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you to our show producer, Katrina Hanairo, to Faison for our opening song, No Cry, and to Faye, my new medium. You are magical.
Wow. Cool.